Welcome to the National Bicycle Greenway's Mountain Mover podcast series. Here you will get up close and personal with people who are taking giant steps for the betterment of cyclists and for the planet itself.
National Bicycle Greenway Director Martin Krieg spent some time talking to five different people who work in San Francisco as professional bike messengers. He set out to learn more about an occupation that few people know very much about. Hopefully, you will go away with a better understanding of how what looks like glory and fun to some is a lot like any other kind of work, where responsibility, discipline, patience, and people skills are important keys to success.
Okay, we're on the wall. I mean, this is called the wall, right?
One post.
It's Market Street and Market and Post, okay. And I'm talking with another bike messenger, and her name is?
Lon.
Lon. Okay, Lon. Lon, who do you work for?
I work for First Legal Courier Service.
So you deliver a lot of legal briefs, like Chris, I guess?
Yeah, mostly court filings, drop serves, that sort of thing.
Is that pretty much the predominant type of bike messenger work?
In this city, it seems to be. I've worked in a few other cities, and it was mostly just, you know, standard delivery type stuff. But here, the legal messengers definitely have the run of the place.
What other cities have you slept bike messenger stuff around in?
Chicago, Illinois, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh? I don't know, they got bike messengers in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, there's not a lot of companies, but there's a few out there.
Okay, now let me ask you a question since I got you on that. The hills. Pittsburgh's got some pretty gnarly hills. How would you compare them to San Francisco's?
They're a lot longer, not really as many steep hills, and Pittsburgh's a little more rural, so you have a little more run of the road there than SF. And a lot of automobiles here.
Huh. How long have you been a bike messenger in San Francisco?
In San Francisco, only about 6 months.
6 months.
And how long have you been a bike messenger in your life?
Total, about 5 years.
Okay, and you were telling me when I rolled up on my high that you also used to work at Golden Gate Cyclery, is that correct?
Yes.
And how long did you do that for?
I worked there for approximately 4 months. The owner sold the shop to American, and I'd lost the job, so.
Okay, so what kind of stuff do you deliver?
Like I said, court filings mostly, serves. That's pretty much it. I mean, the variety kind of is very limited when you're a legal messenger.
So do you get more when you got to do a deliver service to somebody?
Yeah, it depends on the type of delivery it is and the service that they want the delivery on. You know, I mean, there's ASAP deliveries, rush specials, and there's like the standard 3 to 4 hour delivery.
So, Lon, what is your average, how many miles do you think you ride a day?
I'm not sure. I mean, in SF, you know, it's a pretty small town, so I'd say maybe in the range of 30.
30? Really?
Yeah.
So what time do you start working in the morning?
I'm a 9 to 5-er.
9 to 5. Wow. Huh. And how long does an average delivery take?
Well, it all depends on where you're going. I mean, you can pretty much get anywhere in this city in about 20 minutes or less. And that's from one end to the next. I'd say 5 to 10 minutes, depending.
So right now I'm kind of in downtime. I'm catching you. You're kind of having lunch here at Post and Market. So is this like there's nothing happening right now, and this is typically a 1-2 hour break for you or something like that?
Well, the breaks vary, and especially since we have 4th of July coming up, so things are a little bit slow. Mm. I mean, you know, you have times where you sit around for hours on end, and then you have times where you get maybe 5 minutes during the day, you know? Or maybe 5 minutes per hour to sit and just kind of catch your breath.
Wow. So how much of the time are you riding versus inside of buildings?
You don't ride very often, actually. You spend more time in the buildings than you probably spend. If you were to divide the time up between riding and the buildings, you probably spend 60 to 70% of your time in buildings and in elevators.
Wow. So most of your time is in elevators, you think?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the highest you go?
Well, in this city, there's not very tall buildings. I think the highest I've ever been in here is like 43 or something.
Okay, well, and then and you talk about Internet of Buildings. Is that difficult? Is it when you're Internet of Buildings, is it such that, when it's cold out and you go inside of a warm building, it, the extremes, does that muck with you?
Well, it doesn't really get cold in San Francisco.
Okay, how about hot? Yeah, I know it can get hot here like last week.
It's a little rough, you know, coming from the hot weather and going inside to the air conditioning and then have to come back out again, you know?
Yeah.
So it kind of makes you sick.
Indeed it does, yeah, that's why I asked that question. How about keeping yourself presentable when you're all gnarly and sweaty and getting grossed out in the rain or whatever and you got to go inside of an office? How do you address that?
Well, I mean, you know, when you're working out in the elements, it's sometimes not really much of an option. I mean, the best that you can do on, you know, say the rainy days is just to try and keep yourself with good rainy weather clothing, you know, Gore-Tex, so the water doesn't really stick to much anything.
Huh. Okay. Is there a type of bike for this kind of work? I noticed you got a Bianchi fixed. Is that your only bike for this work?
Right now it is. I used to have a road bike, which I sold. I mean, it just seems that, I don't necessarily know in San Francisco, but, you know, back east, having a track bike is definitely a lot easier to manage in the winters. You don't have to deal with cleaning brake dust. You don't have to deal with cleaning snow out of your, you know, out of your fork, out of your rear triangle, that sort of thing. So, I mean, it's just, it's a lazy man's bike. Although you have to work a little harder to ride it than you do on a road bike.
Do you have a car?
No, I don't.
Are there any bike messengers with a car?
A few.
A few, and yeah, it's kind of very far and few between, huh?
Yeah, I mean, most of them can't afford one.
Okay, what if you got like a big package to carry? Sometimes there's one of those banker's boxes. You ever have to carry those?
Yeah, I carry banker's boxes. I have this bag. It's called Freight Baggage.
Yeah.
Made by a local messenger. And basically, they have long straps on them for banker's boxes. Like, tucked away.
Oh, so it's like you wear it on your back?
Yeah, you just pull the straps out.
Cool.
The banker's box here.
And yeah. So what kind of weight are we talking here?
You know, 30, 40 pounds. I've carried as much as 70 pounds.
Whoa.
In floor tile.
In what?
Floor tile.
That was not in San Francisco, though.
Yeah, that was in Chicago.
In floor tile. So you were delivering, you carried it on your back?
Yeah.
How often do you get deliveries that heavy?
Not very often. Okay. Not very often.
Wow. Okay, at certain drops, are there like familiar faces, people that know, expect you and things like that?
Yeah, you pretty much go to the same, we have the same clients. I mean, it's very rare that you'll go outside of the usual. I mean, it happens, but not too often. I mean, on average day, I'll go to the same place, you know, between 2 and 4 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So as we sit right here, what is the closest client for you? We've got to take a break here. We got a call coming in.
Does
that mean you got to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just heard from one of the 5 bike messengers who took time for our NBG Mountain Movers podcast series. Hopefully you were able to get an inside look at how regular, everyday people use the bicycle for a genuine livelihood.
That wraps up another edition of the National Bicycle Greenways Mountain Movers podcast series. We hope you enjoyed it. This has been NBG Director and Awake Again author Martin Krieg. For more info about the NBG, go to nationalbicyclegreenway.com. To access this podcast in the future and to hear other shakers and movers that we've interviewed, go to bikeroute.com.